Okay, Rabotai, just one halakha. Today's halakha, we're studying the Refuah Shelema of Raham ben Simha that is going through an operation today, Be'ezrat Hashem. The question is like this. We know during the winter season, starting on the last day of Sukkot, or actually Shemini Atzeret, I should say, we start Mashiva Ruach Omurid HaGeshem in the Amidah. So the question would be, is let's say a person by mistake said Morid HaTal instead of Mashiva Ruach Omurid HaGeshem. Does he have to repeat the Amidah? Does he go back? What exactly is his procedure? So the halakha does clearly say, according to everybody, that if you remembered before you got to the end of the beracha of mehayem metim, which means you said, for example, morid atal instead, and you started the mechalkel haim behesed, mehayem tibin haminu, mehusamech noflim, etc., then all of a sudden you said, oh, I didn't say mashiv ruach geshem. Go back to mashiv ruach geshem and then continue. Okay, our question is, let's say he said Baruch Atah Hashem Mehayeh HaMetim. He finished the Beracha. And at that point he remembered he did not say Mashiva Ruach or Morid HaGeshem. So the Ben Ish Chai has a very interesting halakha over here. And he wants to say that at that point you should insert Mashiva Ruach or Morid HaGeshem before you say Atah Kadosh, which is at that point Baruch Atah Hashem Mehayeh Metin, insert Mashiva Ruach Omurid HaGeshem, and then start Atah Kadosh. And the logic that the Ben Ish Chai is basing it on, seemingly, is what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Maran writes that if a person did not say Mashiva Ruach Omurid HaGeshem, so he has to repeat the Amidah. And therefore, the Ben Ish Chai's Hiddush is that you could still catch it at the end of Mehayeh Metin before you start Atah Kadosh. However, Hacham Uvadya in Halichot Olam asks a very strong question against the Ben Ish Chai. Because that which Maran said, that if you don't say Mashiva Ruach Omurid HaGeshem, you have to repeat the Amidah, that's talking about where you didn't say anything. You didn't say not Mashiva Ruach or Morid HaTal. In that case, you have to repeat the Amidah. However, Maran agrees that if you said Morid HaTal, so that already is considered, you said something, even though you didn't say Mashiva Ruach HaGeshem. Therefore, Hakam Avadiyah says, on the contrary, if you said Morid HaTal, which would be the normal practice, we're either going to say one or the other. So if you said Morid HaTal, and then you remembered after you said Baruch Atah Hashem Mehayeh Metim, continue. Which means, since you said Morid HaTal, you're considered okay. And therefore, you do not interrupt after Mehayeh Metim to say Mashiva Ruach HaGeshem. So again, if a person said Morid HaTal instead of Mashiva Ruach Omurid HaGeshem, of course, if it's before the end of the beracha, go back and correct yourself. But once you said Baruch Atah Hashem Mehayeh Metim, continue. As a matter of fact, you should not even do Baruch Atah Hashem Lamedeni Chukecha and go back. Because the halakha says, once already you're okay, because by saying Morid HaTal you're okay, you do not use the Lamedini Chokecha rule, nor do you interrupt between Mehayeh Metim and Atah Kadosh to say Mashiva Ruach or Morid HaGeshem. Again, halakha lemaaseh, we have a machloket on this, we posek like Hacham Uvadiyah, that if you said Morid HaTal, you're saying you should not interrupt between Mehayeh Metim and Atah Kadosh to correct yourself to say Mashiva Ruach or Morid HaGeshem.